Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Let's start, though, with our good friend, our dear buddy, Joe Freeman. Handsome Joe Freeman, at Blazer Freeman on Twitter. The man who you don't want to be photographed next to because he's so handsome he would make you look ugly automatically, so just stay away from him. But we love talking to him. Senior writer and covering the Blazers for the Oregonian. Joe, good morning to you. This is the biggest Blazer home game tonight since
good question. I hadn't really thought about it. I took that little break there during the downtime, so during the dark era. So I don't know.
I don't think you missed any big ones in that stretch.
Yeah, probably 2021, huh?
Yeah.
The last time they made it, I would say, yeah.
Looking forward to this one. They played the Clippers pretty well not that long ago in L.A. I'm curious of what have you made. Like the last 2 weeks, they're second in defensive rating. Just what you've noticed differently about the Blazers maybe the last few weeks versus what we had seen for most of the season.
Well, they're a little healthier, and they play just the easiest schedule in the NBA. I think that certainly helps. Scoot's given them a big boost. I've liked a lot of what he has done. It hasn't been perfect, but he's given them a different dynamic at least. Denny seems healthy, totally free from his previous back issues, so that's helped. And then, kind of just the cliche, they're playing kind of more connected and more in tune. They're doing a little bit more of the full pressing with Tumani here and there, but they're not balls to the wall or anything like that. So, they're just kind of playing real solid, I guess is how I would phrase it. But again, they played the easiest schedule in the NBA. So, it's kind of a little bit like last year, and I know I wasn't around last year, but they were so good in the second half of the season and they had that real hot run. And then you left wondering what to make of it. Had they turned the corner? Were they poised for a breakout, or was it indicative of the competition? And I think we're a little bit in the same territory right now. And, it's kind of a tangent here, but man, I'm sure you guys have talked about it a lot, the tanking and the NBA and a third of the teams barely trying. It's just such a horrible look right now for the league, and we're seeing a direct byproduct of that.
No doubt about it. It's made a handful of the games, just like you go into it and you're like even Sunday's that way. I know it's the last home game of the year, sans the play-in or playoff
games.
Why
would you watch that game?
But it's
Sunday?
Like, God, I don't... nah, it's all right. Masters or... I don't know what time the game is, but like Blazers-Kings, they're going to win that game by 30. So that's one of the unfortunate byproducts of it. Now, you mentioned... Joe Freeman's our guest, senior writer, Oregonian, covering the Blazers at Blazer Freeman on Twitter. You've been around the organization a long time. You took the hiatus and now you're back in the fold, and I'm just curious, you were there, I know you've written about it, whenever the Tom Dundon stuff gets brought up, and maybe this is like I'm leaning into too much social media where it feels like there's extremes on both sides, where it's on the one hand, this is the greatest thing ever, we have an owner that cares, and Jody was kind of never present and never did an interview, and Burkhold's calling the shots, and this is awesome, to, oh my God, we have a broke boy owner who wants to not spend on a coach, and he's going to slash prices, and what's going to be on the chopping block, and this could be a fear factor. Do you fall somewhere in the middle? I'm just curious what you've made of now getting to be around him a little bit and the impact it will have on the organization.
Well, I think he's going to be more Jody was involved in different kind of ways. Just because she wasn't out, you know, talking to the media doesn't mean she wasn't involved. Everything that I've heard is that, you know, she was engaged and she greenlit everything that, you know, the leadership wanted for the most part. And so she was had her impact there. I just think Tom's going to be much more engaged on the ground, boots on the ground level. You know, I think he's going to be very communicative with his leadership and with Joe and even Dwayne on the business side. And so, you know, he's already ramped up the heat in terms of, you know, he talked to the team the day he took over at Shoot Around and, you know, made it very clear that he's all about winning. And that is a different edict than we've seen over the last 4 or 5 years here. And so I think the franchise had already turned that corner and was already focused on that. So it's not, you know, anything new. But he made it very clear that that's what he's going to be about year in and year out, you know, moving forward. He's not going to be one that's going to be chasing, you know, lottery picks. And so what that looks like and how that, you know, unfolds behind the scenes remains to be seen. But, you know, he's going to ramp up the heat, and I think he's going to be pretty forceful in his demands with every level of the organization. You know, as far as him being cheap and all that sort of a thing, you know, he did have that reputation, fair or not, at some level, you know, with the Hurricanes. But I do believe, and his history has shown, that he will spend on players and he will spend on talent. So, you know, the Allens were very generous and kind of created a very first class organization top to bottom. And a lot of the scenes or a lot of that wasn't seen because it was behind the scenes with the employees and the investment they did in a variety of things. You know, I think a lot of that might change, but I think he's still going to create a solid organization. And again, he's gonna spend on the players, and that's what he has said and what he has done in Carolina.
We're gonna have to wait and see if Shaden plays tonight. Maybe he's upgraded to questionable, and then he gives it a go and comes back from the injury. But they gave him a 4-year, $90 million deal. I'm kind of curious with the other guy they drafted. You mentioned Scoot and him coming back and having some ups and some downs. He's not going to play very many games this year. And then you have Dame coming back. I don't know if Drew's going to be here next year, but I kind of assume he will. You got the ball in his hands a lot. He's got 100% usage rate, like, or in the 100% tile, I should say. And so I just look at Scoot and I kind of look at the situation next year, how the organization makes a decision or feels about Scoot Henderson, how they should feel given the few amount of games he's played, what the games have been, and kind of just what it looks like for him going forward with the organization.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm Bobby Witt Jr., ambassador for MLB's Play Ball.
Let's play ball!
It's an accessible, fun way for kids of all skill levels to learn the game, make new friends, and most importantly, get out and play ball. No prior experience needed. No bat or glove, no problem. We provide participants with their own bat and ball kit so kids can come as they are. Don't miss Play Ball Weekend, June 5th through the 7th. Visit playball.org to register for an event near you today.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
That's a good question. I mean, I know they still like him a lot. Kind of going back to what we talked about a few minutes ago, just about the team in general, it's like, what do you take away from Scoot season? Can you make any determinations at all? I think he's been fine. He obviously hasn't been dominant. He's had some dominant games and some dominant moments, but it's really hard to judge his season because he didn't really have one. I mean, he missed most of it. And so, you know, I know they were very high on him going into the season. I know Drew had made it one of his personal goals to get Scoot right, to help him develop and foster that next step for him. I imagine that will remain and they will continue to sort of groom him. But big picture, I don't think you can take anything away from this season. I don't think anything's changed with him, right? Like, we just haven't seen it. He hasn't played. You know, I don't know. It's tough, man, when guys miss that much time. And he's such an energy guy, you know. You have to see him for a full season. Has he played a full season? He's never played a full season.
No,
that's another thing too. Yeah, and then it's tough too because you look at that draft and all the talented players that they had after him and what could have been, and I think that, you know, sticks in the craw of most fans too. But you know, I didn't mention earlier about just how they're playing. Tumani has just been ridiculous lately.
Yeah.
And I mean, he is obviously the heart and soul of that team in many ways. And what he is doing on both ends right now is both impressive and you know, inspires more hope for the future that if he can do that more consistently, you know, he can take that next step as well. And Matisse lately has really been a pest. You know, he's played his most minutes. He played back-to-back 30-minute games for the first time all season. So he adds that different dynamic as well. Going back to your original question, I pivoted on you there. My bad.
No, that's okay. I mean, you did make me think. Like, I think going into the year, before they announced the hamstring injury to Scoot, I think a lot of us were like, "Hey, we might get out of this," and we say, "All right, here we go. We got Denny, Tumani, Shaden, mm-hmm. Scoot," and now it's the end of the season. He's barely played that much. Shaden's been out for a handful of games. Statistically, he's gotten better, but I don't know if people feel a whole lot different about him and what he can be versus what he is. And I think now you look at it, and you're probably your biggest takeaway is Dame's coming back, Denny's All-NBA level, Donovan's been better this year, and Tumani's taken a huge leap versus what you thought it was going to be just before the Scoot hamstring injury.
Yeah, and I think Denny developing to what he's become, I mean, what did he had 27, 8, 11 and 8 or something last game. I can't remember. Or against the Clippers the last game.
Yeah.
You just kind of take that for granted. He does that almost every night. And so that development is probably the single biggest development of the season, to have that legit all-star on your roster, you know, someone you can build around. And then, I think Donovan Clingan has been incredible this season. You know, you look at what he was last year and the strides he's made this year, and then you wonder what more he can do next year, right? And especially his three-point shooting obviously has added another dimension to his game. He still doesn't have, you know, much of a post game around the rim. I think that's the very clear next step he needs to take. But I mean, we're not looking at a guy who's getting gassed running up and down the court like we did last year. And, right. You know, his rebounding is among the best, quite literally the best in the league in some categories. He's an incredible offensive rebounder, gives you so many second possessions, and he's so big and clogs that middle. And so, you know, when I look at the takeaways from this season, you know, Denny is right at the top of the list. DC is right there, and then Tumani kind of taking that next step is there as well. So, you know, again, it's what we knew going into the year, but I think a lot of it's been reinforced. You do have some solid building blocks, some solid young pieces that if you just tweak around the edges here and there, you at least have the backbone of something moving forward. And I think that's been reinforced this year. Look, for Blazers fans who have dealt in those dark days when I wasn't around in recent years, you think about those just ridiculously bad losses, you know, historically bad losses. And you're not really Denver game aside, you're not seeing just all out getting destroyed. You know, they're competitive every night. They have been most of the year. They play hard. They play the right way. It's mostly a likable group, you know, from a talent standpoint and an entertainment standpoint. And here they are in the last, you know, weekend of the season. They're relevant. There's a reason to watch when the Masters ends tonight, and then you get some free basketball at some level, at least one or two games after the season, and so. You know, they took a step forward, I would say, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely. No doubt about that. Last one for you, Joe, and we can go rapid fire here. I'm going to throw three at you, and just you give me a quick little thought.
What could possibly go wrong?
Tiago Splitter back as head coach next year?
Ooh. TBD. TBD. You know,
don't ride the fence, Joe.
Here's the deal. When I sat with Tom Dundon at Nostrana on his first night in Portland, I asked him about Joe Cronin, and he said solid. I asked him about Dwayne Hankins, president. He said solid. I asked him about Tiago, and he didn't say solid. He said he's going to be a candidate, and. You know, from things that we're hearing, they have had some talks about keeping him on, but they're also poking around looking at other candidates. So I can't say one way or the other. It really could go either way.
Okay.
So that's just the honest assessment there.
Okay. I feel like you already answered my second one, but Joe Cronin back as GM seems like you believe yes.
I mean, that's what Tom told me.
Yeah.
So unless he changes his mind or unless he was untruthful to me, I have to take him at his word after meeting him.
Okay.
You know, my understanding is Joe's back. Joe is solid was the quote, and Dwayne is solid. And what I said about Tiago.
And then last one for you, if you were a Blazer fan, because you have fandoms in your life, right, teams that you root for. If you were a Blazer fan, would you be rooting for them to win the play-in, lose their first-round draft pick, and get likely swept by either San Antonio or Oklahoma City, or lose the play-in, have a 2% chance at the number one pick, but keep it no matter what?
I would want the draft pick.
Yeah.
I don't know what getting to the post. I mean, the postseason experience is you can't replicate that. So I do understand, you know, getting that experience and what it means for the future is important too, but... you know, you're going to have to give up that pick eventually. You might as well. This is a deep draft. It's a very, talent-rich draft.
Yep.
I'd rather get one more pick to stockpile or have an asset that is a lottery pick that you could then dangle in trades this offseason. So,
yeah.
That's a good answer. Good answer. Family feud.
Absolutely nothing to do with the fact that I would rather be off as a you know.
You didn't need to add that element.
Vacation starts now.
On the 17th that I'm not, it's not looking good for me. There's absolutely nothing to do with any of that.
Who are you going to go see? What concert tickets do you have?
I'm very old. I don't know if you guys know this about me. I just recently turned 49, in fact. I'm an old man.
Yeah,
thanks. I have tickets to see a very old band called the Wallflowers from the 90s.
Wallflowers?
Wallflowers,
yes.
Yeah. I bought them a long time ago, months ago, and they're playing a 30th reunion of this popular CD. That's how old it is. It was called a CD back then. And it's the second day of the play-in, so it's not looking good for your boy.
Okay.
I might find me on StubHub as what it might be.
Yeah, in that secondary market.
Now, is our boy just having a couple cocktails enjoying a concert? Is he stone cold sober, or are we popping a gummy and we're putting our feet up?
Oh yeah, what's the concert vibe?
Well, I will only say that I will definitely not be stone cold sober. I mean, what are we doing here?
It's the Wallflowers, dude. They got one headline.
Well. Beyond that, it's just, it's the end of the, we're kicking into the off season. You know what I mean?
It's vacation time, baby. We're almost there. Handsome Joe Freeman at Blazer Freeman on Twitter. Go give him a follow. Final home weekend, final two games of the regular season tonight and Sunday, and then we'll see how far they go from there. OregonLive.com. Joe, we always appreciate the time. Enjoy the game tonight, and let's do it again soon.
Gentlemen, it's always a pleasure. Enjoy your weekend.
You
enjoy
too.
The Masters.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go! Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here, and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.